by this water, hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, cancer, HIV, AIDS, cough, chest problem is over in the name of Jesus. I declare this water a hormonal drug in the name of Jesus. I declare this water the medicine of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. He wants to bless you. Stand up first. Let him bless you. Let him lose you to go and marry first. Amen. Amen. In everything on this earth, there is time and season. Some of them say after me, my season has come.
My season has come.
I say, jump on your feet and say, my season has come. Now listen. When you are saying, my season has come, see yourself inside wedding gown. See yourself inside wedding gown. Say after me, my season has come. I prophesy upon you today that your season has come. This year you will dance your dance and sing your sing. I said this year you will sing your sing and dance your dance. Because this is your season. Now, sorry, there's one thing we should do. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you were supposed to have married. But something happened. You were not strategically positioned. You missed the marriage because of one thing or the other. I want to announce to you now that your season has come. You will tell yourself, all the marriage opportunity I have lost. Say after me, all the marriage opportunity that I have lost, from today I receive it back. Say after me, all my marriage opportunity that I have lost, from today I receive it back. We are going to go into the devil's workshop, the devil's warehouse, and pick your marriage wedding ring. Amen. You will say after me, oh God, any power, any man holding my wedding ring with an evil power, I come for you today. I collect back my wedding ring. I collect back my wedding gown. Somebody is coming for you for marriage. Hold on. At the verse. Somebody is coming for you for marriage. Then somebody else went to spoil the marriage. That is a stain on the wedding gown. Dainty. As I was blessing people, I saw a wedding gown stain. And the Lord told me, somebody betrayed somebody's marriage. And he said, that is why he's showing me that the wedding gown is stained. Tell me, anything in my wedding gown from today, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I wipe away that sin. If you believe the, your garment, your wedding gown is pure, jump up and shout, Amen. Hold on. I just had the name now. Anybody here by the name of
Jibika.
What's your name?
Jibike.
Huh?
Jibike.
Jibike. I'm sure what I received now. I had a mistake. The angel they give me. Bah. Amen. Serve them with anger.
Now. I receive my wedding ring. I claim my wedding ring. I possess my husband. I claim my husband. Any cobwebs, any coverage covering my face, today I come against you. I come against you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Keep standing. Just stand. Don't sit down. Stand. That wedding gown must not say no. So keep standing. Jibika. Sorry. I'm seeing something like Kwara State.
Yes, I'm from Kwara State.
Amen.
Amen.
I saw you a garment. I saw all of you on that cage. I saw a woman like a stepmother caging all of you.
Yes, I have a stepmother.
God told me, took me to Kwara State. And he spoke to me that I should announce to you that this is your season. Who see you now? Go look, say, this small girl. May I know what you know? Amen.
Amen.
The angel of God told me that he want to fight a battle for your family this
Amen.
Year. The Lord told me, him papo suturia, rim malabas ate posinteria. Is there any sister here again by the name of Ogechi? Okay, chief from Imo State, don't waste my time.
The Lord is talking to all of you. Sit down. The Lord is talking to us. Sit down and be in the spirit.
Okay, chief. Okay, Chuku.
Okay.
This okay, the Lord is showing me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then one has gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You are the one?
Others go.
She's the one.
One, two, three, four, five, six. One, don't sleep. Remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Him, Papu, Humuriba, Centuria. Yeah! This voice from the Lord, man. The angel of God spoke to me that a woman that is supposed to be like a woman to the family is the one responsible for the calamity of the family. In those people, 1, 2, 3, girls, 1, 2, boys, 1, 2, 3, girls, 1, 2, boys, and those girls, none of them is getting married.
It's 3 boys, 2 girls.
None of those girls is getting married
at all.
No.
Do you have any brother abroad?
No, he only went to school, but he came back. I have cousin brother abroad.
Huh?
Cousin brother abroad.
I saw a brother of yours giving information about you to a man over there. And a man is calling you for marriage.
That's right.
Amen.
You understand me at all?
Yeah,
you understand me?
Yes.
Yeah? I said, I saw a brother of yours, a brother, giving your information to a man who wants to get married. And a man is calling you that he wants to marry you. And the man, after this program, the man is calling you that, come, let's marry and let's fly over to abroad.
Amen.
This is what I received.
Amen.
I am telling you that the power of a woman they married in, a woman they married called her family, her power has been broken.
Amen.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
The Lord spoke to me. He has chased away a power of failure,
Amen.
Delay in marriage,
Amen.
Your family.
Amen.
Among all of them, even the one that went and studied our brother come back, nothing is working.
He lost his job of recent.
Nothing is working. But the angel spoke to me today for your sake.
Amen.
Light have entered your house.
Amen.
Somebody say after me, for my sake. Light have entered my house. 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 I was telling Igbo this evening when we were praying. Igbo was standing here. I was showing him you. You were praying, removing putting it on your face. A sack of bag. This carne bag. This baji. Not a baji. Let me just want to put it so. That brown one. Baji. I saw you inside a baji. What do you call that? A baji. A baji. I saw you inside a baji. Struggling to come out for inside that baji. Struggling. Ah, I was wondering. I call it boy. You see what I see? Igbo say, leave her. I say, come. I don't know if you notice, somebody noticed. I stood there, I was in the Bukuma Sea. This guy is dragging to come out from inside sack. You were dragging to come out from inside sack. Drag. But when daddy make a pronouncement, I saw fire just come pia. And just descend on that Ekpa Aji and consume it down.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke to me that the first disappointment, the second disappointment, and the third disappointment, that they are over.
Yes.
You have had three good, important disappointments. Three times.
Yes,
you were inside Akpaji. And sack. You were inside sack. Inside sack. That's why they don't see you. When they come to you, they will see you for the first day. The second day, they don't see you again.
Sir.
You will be talking. What they are seeing is on that thing, not you. But this is what says the Lord. He said your season has come.
Amen.
I am telling you, I heard it from the Lord. That's why I quickly called Igbo attention. I drag Igbo to see what I'm seeing. He no one connects with me, so I leave him. So I follow him up, and God spoke to me. When that didn't make pronouncement, fire just left the mic on top of you and consumed the bag.
Amen.
And I heard the voice from the Lord. He said, this is her season.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said, this is my season. Amen. Ah, wedding gown. Jesus, what is this? Wedding gown.
Receive your own. Receive your own.
Wedding gown. Receive your own. Angels, they are sharing wedding gown.
Receive your own. Oh.
They are sharing wedding gown.
Receive your own. Oh.
They are sharing wedding gown. Wedding gown. Spotless wedding gown.
Receive it.
Brother,
receive your wedding coat.
This is your season. This is your season. This is your city. Prophet Joseph, receive your suit. This is your city. This is your city.
Receive your own wedding gown. No, receive it.
This is your season. This is your season. Your season has come. Your season has come. The world have had their own season. It is time for the church. It is your season. It is your season. It is your season.
Take it. Take
your
it,
time
take
has
it,
take come. It. Take your blessing. Connect to your blessing. Pick your wedding gown. Pick your wedding ring. Pick all that belongs to you. Pick your marriage. Pick them. Pick them. Pick them. Choose your man. Choose your man. The man will not sleep until he say I do. The man will not rest until he say I do. The man will not sleep until he say I do. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey! Your stepmother just appeared to me. She carried kokoroko, this kokoroko cock, cock, the one that's man fowl, cock fowl, carry her as a point of contact, and waka una family, and say no, even you, you get money or the company like this. Who should not say not get money? He go bring man come. The man will go bring come and the one will go they come out for your pocket. Now he go bring to you. The Lord told me. He said, your stepmother carry cock and tie the cock round a stick and say, instead of a man to say I do with you, let that man go and marry a stick. When he do and finish, kill the cock. Leave him there. And God spoke to me. Whenever a man comes to you, come here.
I'm going to look her head.
Correct.
The angel told me that was what she did. But while the prayer was going on now, I saw that curse broken. I saw God wearing you a gown, a garment, a gown, a wedding gown. Somebody say, I am in my wedding gown. I am already in my wedding gown. I am prepared in my wedding gown. The bride of God herself ready. You are ready for the groom. And the groom has gotten himself ready for you. Go. God bless you, man. The angel of the Lord spoke to me. He said, I should tell you and announce to you today that the power that has been delaying those things in your family has just been broken.
Amen.
He said, I should tell you that as you go back to your house today, I don't see marriage for Nigeria here. I said the man will marry you abroad. It is your relation of yours that will introduce the man. His friend will say he wants to get married to a decent girl. He will tell the friend that I have a decent sister. Now so this thing happen.
Amen.
And you can become international sister.
Amen.
So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Go. I prophesy upon you, sisters. I prophesy upon you, brothers, that this is your season. You must testify this year. You must wear your wedding gown this year, brother. You must wear your wedding ring this year. Any creature, How long will I pray? How long will God delay me? How long will this remain like this? How long will I remain like this? After all I have struggled and do. That is your question. Yes. Talk to the mic. Where?
Yes.
I was about to drop the mic now and make the last pronouncement. The angel moved and removed the garment.
My microphone.
Somebody said, this is my season. Say after me, all the opportunity of marriage I have lost, I claim them back now. The Lord spoke to me clear when I was about to conclude my pronouncement. He said, look, the angel just moved to you. He said, look. He said, she's complaining. She said, how long? This one, how long? Even when the man come, before I know, story will come. They will change back and turn back. I don't know what I do. Abi, I know fine. And the Lord spoke to me. Tell her, I am wearing her a wedding gown this year. Amen. Go and prepare. You will see the kind of marriage you will marry.
Amen.
Because your uncle has gone for 6 feet.
Amen.
For your sake.
Amen.
Amen. Go.
Amen.
You will dance your dance and sing your song.
Amen.
Church, God bless you. See you again.
Clap your hands now. Handwriting on the wall, it was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of the Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.
I heard there is one testimony now. Jose, you are telling me, a sister, since October, her menses stopped. But after that ministration, she started menstruating here. Now. She started receiving the flow. Who be the sister? Now you. Amen. Clap your hands now. Put your hands together for Jesus. That is a sign, number one, that whatsoever has been tied in your life today has been loose. Amen. Igbo, I beg, no enter too far.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe that God has answered your prayers? Stand up. When the pastor was praying, ministering the deliverance, I saw a lot of wedding going on in the realm of the spirit.
Uh-huh.
This year, your testimony will be, I didn't know it will honor me this way. Somebody, your amen is not confirming it. That amen is not correct. Listen, your testimony will be, is this me? After today, I declare to you with a mandate from heaven. I say, from today, your testimony will be, is this me? If you shout that amen louder, you will be the first to testify. When the pastor was praying, I heard a name, Helene from Obunike. The Lord told me he has released your marriage. Who is the person? Run out. Today, I pass a decree. Every evil hand that is holding you captive, every evil hand that is holding you captive, today I scatter that hand in the name of Jesus. Listen, this year, December, I have invitation of 17 weddings. Last year, I attend almost 12 of them. And one of them, the day of the wedding, the uncle died. The girl was worried they will use it to stop the wedding. I told the girl, I said, they are not going to stop your wedding. I said, that your uncle is behind your problem. The day of your wedding, that will be the day they are celebrating your enemy funeral. I said, that will be the day they are celebrating your enemy funeral. Who is that man that said you will not marry? Who is that woman that said you will not marry? I am giving them 2 days. If you want to talk to them, talk to them. In 2 days' time, you will hear the announcement of your enemy. You will hear the obituary of your enemy. You will hear the obituary of your enemy. I declare upon your life, after today, the Lord will reply your enemy. I say, after today, the Lord will reply your enemy. Some of you is afraid, how can I do my wedding in my father's compound when that my evil stepmother is there? After today, you are not going to run out from your house. It will be the enemy that will run out because of you. I declare with the power of God upon my life, in your father's house, you will celebrate your wedding there. I say you will celebrate your wedding there. You will celebrate your wedding there. I pass a decree. Every evil connection, they place a curse upon your life. Let the fire of God settle it right now. Let the fire of God settle that curse. In the name of Jesus. Get ready to smile. I say, get ready to smile. After today, laughter will besiege your home. I say, laughter will besiege your home. I saw a lady here. I don't want you to come out. They fire you body odor. Your stepmother fire you a body odor. You are two in number, self. Your uncle fire you body odor. One of you is from Delta State. After today, anybody odor, they fire you. They say that body odor, I drove about 4 men away from you. Today, I cast that spirit out from you. I cast that spirit out from you. I cast that spirit out from you. In the name of Jesus. Anytime you are with a man that wants to marry you, you display character that will drive the man away. And that character is not ordinary. Today, that evil character, that evil spirit that always visits you, when somebody that wants to marry you comes to you, today, I cast away that spirit from you in the name of Jesus. I cast away that spirit from you in the name of Jesus. You spiritual husband that say they will not marry, that brings wrong men to them, after today, let there be disconnection. Let there be disconnection. Let there be disconnection. I hear the abundance of rain. I hear the Spirit of God telling me in my right ear, I have released 200 marriages. Somebody here, get ready to smile. Get ready to smile. Get ready to smile. Get ready to smile. If you believe that, shout it loud, amen. God bless you, ma'am.
Be seated.
God bless you, ma'am. When the pastor was praying, are you Helen?
Yes.
From Obonike?
Yes.
When the pastor was praying, I heard a name, Helen. Are you hearing me, ma'am? And when I looked in the realm of the spirit, the Lord told me, He said there is an evil dedication that is affecting Helen. Are you hearing me, ma'am?
Yes.
And they said there is an evil uncle too in your father's house, but the uncle is not the major reason why you are not married. Are you hearing me? The Lord ministered to me. He said the dedication, two things happened. One, when they gave birth to you, a man visited your mother. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And placed a coins on top of your forehead, unknown to your mother. And that thing becomes a delay to your life, combined with the evil dedication. But the Lord said, I shall announce to you. Are you hearing me, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you a teacher?
No.
I'm seeing a teacher around you.
My sister.
Huh?
My sister.
Your sister.
Yes. Your sister.
Yes.
Is your sister married?
No.
No.
Two wedding is about to take place.
Amen.
I saw a teacher getting married.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Do you live around towards Vos?
Yes, Barras.
Amen. Now you.
Listen, ma'am. I am not telling you to entice you. I am telling you there shall be two weddings in your father's house this year.
Amen.
Are you hearing me, ma'am?
Yes.
Be in expectation. There are two men that is coming in your way. And one of them name is Emeka. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And this person lives in China. And another one is in Nigeria, yeah. And he appeared to me like a banker. Are you hearing me, ma'am?
Yes.
And when I looked in the realm of the Spirit of God ministered to me. I saw the one that is in China. Because of you, somebody close to you want to give the guy your number. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Yes.
And when I looked in the realm of the Spirit, I saw the guy want to leave China to come and base in Nigeria. And is not married. Are you hearing me? Go and write it down. When it happens, come and testify.
Amen.
You and your sister, there is a wedding that is about to manifest.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Go and buy a gift. Give to a woman that is about to wed. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
In the wedding day, offer that gift to them. With that gift, you are going to see manifestation.
Yes.
This is the solution the Lord told me. Settle.
Amen.
Do you believe that you are going to marry this year? Tell your neighbor, say, my wedding shall manifest. If you believe that, shout it louder, amen.
Once again, tell your neighbor, look at me very well. By this time next year, tell her what thing will happen. It's a prophecy. Anything you say will come to pass. God bless you. Amen. As you go, you are going with your wedding gowns. Did you say amen? You are going with your wedding rings. You are going for divine connection. And you are going with divine favor. Somebody here from today, your testimony has changed for good. Doors of blessings shall be open for you. This year shall be better than last year. Now it is time for your establishment. This is your year of establishment. And your expectations shall manifest speedily in the name of Jesus Christ.
from 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself